Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Para perempuan berlatar belakang budaya dan bahasa yang berbeda menghindari pemeriksaan kesehatan yang diperlukan karena rasa takut dan stigma budaya. Jadi, apa yang perlu dilakukan untuk mengubah hal ini? Peringatan pendengar, podcast ini berisi konten yang meresahkan.
I'll never forget that phone call because she said to me, I was in the shower and I have had, she didn't even want to say the word breast, you know, she goes, I've had the scab on my chest and today in the shower I was leaning over and it started to bleed.
Ibu dari Neha Kumar, Renu, didiagnosis menderita kanker payudara stadium 3 pada tahun 2014. Ia mengatakan ibunya menutup mata terhadap gejala-gejala yang dialaminya dan terlambat menyadari keadaannya. Setelah menerima perawatan, setahun kemudian, pada tahun 2015, Renu meninggal dunia.
I think she just didn't have a sensitive place where that really important part of her physical health could be understood and acknowledged.
Renu bermigrasi dari India ke Selandia Baru pada tahun 1991 dan tidak bisa berbahasa Inggris.
I remember living in an area which was quite heavily Caucasian dominated, and our doctor was also Caucasian, and very rarely would she go. And I'm getting a little choked up because had there been a way for us to access health, I really do pray that that improves.
Neha, yang kini berusia 38 tahun, ingat bagaimana ibunya tidak pernah menceritakan gejala apapun yang dialaminya.
She never said she had anything happen physically. She never said she had the scab there. She never talked about finding a lump. And in fact, if I were to be honest, I don't think she was ever taught to scan and feel her breasts for lumps, especially in South Asian communities. We never talk about our bodies, especially private parts of our bodies.
Ia mengatakan, para perempuan yang berlatar belakang beragam di Australia menghadapi stigma dan kurangnya pendidikan dalam hal masalah kesehatan.
Many men and women from South Asian community were not participating in regular cancer screening and due to so many reasons.
Shanta Viswanathan adalah presiden dari Pink Sari Incorporated, sebuah organisasi yang dikelola para sukarelawan yang mendukung orang-orang Asia Selatan yang terkena dampak kanker. Miss Viswanathan mengatakan bahwa bagi kebanyakan orang, kesehatan adalah prioritas yang terakhir.
Some of the barriers are language barriers, so also for new arrivals who come, for whom the settlement process takes priority over health. Plus, they're not heard of any such screening programs in their home country. They live far away, they've got long commutes to work, they've got mortgage pressures, they're time poor. So preventative healthcare is not a priority for them. The other thing is the cultural attitudes and beliefs. Then, of course, there is fear of pain, of medical procedures, of being judged, of the implications if it's a positive result, and modesty, of course, and generally a lack of awareness about the free national screening programs, because quite often they're not watching the free-to-air TV programs, so they don't come across any of the advertisements.
Berasal dari India, pendengar, Nishipuri mengatakan bahwa ia baru mendengar tentang pemeriksaan serviks ketika ia datang di Australia pada awal tahun 90-an.
So when I was growing up in the 60s and the 70s, I had never ever heard of cervical cancer screening from anybody, neither my mom or my grandmother. And I don't think my grandmother ever got a cervical cancer check done, neither did my mom while she was in India. And so they never passed it on to me. It was never taught in schools and colleges at that time.
Ia mengatakan bahwa ia merasa tertantang ketika mengetahui bagaimana prosesnya dan menganggap ini invasif. Jadi ia menunda selama bertahun-tahun, meskipun dokter umumnya mendorongnya untuk melakukan prosedur ini.
One day, one of the workers at my work said to me that it's very important and you could be saving your life by doing the screening rather than putting it off. So then I made up my mind.
Nishi bahkan bergabung dengan kampanye Own It dari pemerintah Australia untuk menyebarkan kesadaran tentang opsi pengambilan sampel sendiri atau mandiri untuk tes pemeriksaan serviks.
This is not only about talking, but it's about saving lives. This cancer is preventable as long as we get our screenings done regularly. And the new self-swab, it's every 5 years and it's very, very doable. So I encourage all the women to go for it because health comes first.
It's not just about me telling people go get screened. It's about normalizing the conversation, creating space for like that trust, offering real choices, whether that's seeing a female GP or accessing interpretive services or doing that self-collection. It's not just another medical test. It's a chance to prevent cancer, and everyone deserves that chance no matter where they come from.
Dr. Mariam Chalan adalah seorang dokter umum di Sydney Barat. Ia mengatakan bahwa ada banyak ketakutan dan stigma bagi banyak perempuan yang memiliki latar belakang budaya dan bahasa yang berbeda dalam hal kesehatan.
It's not something you discuss openly, especially if you're seeing a doctor from another background or a male doctor, for instance. There's a few layers to that stigma that I'd say as well. Like, it's fear of the unknown, not knowing that what a test involves, or worrying that it might be, you know, painful or embarrassing. You know, I've got to show the doctor my breasts or my vagina. And for other people that I see, it's cultural or it's generational. You know, they might come from, you know, a place where you only go to the doctor when something's really wrong.
Dr. Shalan mengatakan, misinformasi juga menghalangi para perempuan untuk melakukan perawatan pencegahan.
For cervical cancer screening in particular, lots of females from diverse backgrounds that I see have this assumption that they've only had one sexual partner, or they've had children, or they've reached menopause, so that they don't really need to be involved in part of this preventative screening. And some may have had previous negative experiences with other doctors who aren't so culturally sensitive. They may have felt dismissed, misunderstood, or disrespected, or not really understood because of their background or that language barrier. And that experience I kind of see a lot with my patients who have had bad experiences. It stays with them and it creates this like ongoing fear and the avoidance of kind of seeking help from health practitioners.
Dr. Shalan mengatakan, meskipun ia melihat ketakutan ini lebih banyak terjadi pada perempuan, beberapa pria juga mengalaminya. Ia mengatakan, visibilitas menjadi kuncinya.
We need education for these communities, and that's engaging with them in material that's appropriate.
Podcast SBS Examines episode kali ini diproduksi oleh Olivia Di Yorio dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesian. Untuk informasi lainnya, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.